today at CFRC Music.
Hello, it is Saturday night, midnight, and this is the first episode of Whiplash After Dark.
Woohoo!
If you don't, well, I have a day show called Whiplash, and it wasn't giving me enough leeway, so I decided I needed to pick up another show.
You needed the freedom of the night.
I do, all you little night prowlers listening, you dirty little freaks. Yeah, I don't know. I'm really going to have fun with this, I think. I've had lots of ideas. I've been making playlists nonstop, I feel like, since
already have so many.
I do, since I got the green light. I feel so bad, though, because I'm like, I feel like all of them I want to do with you, because I feel like they have some element of, like, inside joke to them.
Hey, I'm happy to guest star on as many episodes.
Great.
As you want me.
Sounds great. Probably all the ones I've already picked out.
I'm very excited, especially for some orange men.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pace it out, though. I can't have, like, this many good ideas in a row, so... It'll probably be a less strong of an episode next week.
Just to keep you guessing.
It can't be good every single week. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like super excited. I've been wanting to do this for I feel like months now.
I'm excited too.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a midnight show for a while.
I think ever since Chris started hers, I was like, wait, we can do that?
We can cuss and swale.
We can cuss and swale and I can play whatever I want. That sounds so fun. But unlike Whiplash, I think... special editions of Whiplash After Dark will have a theme, like today.
What's our theme today, Erin?
We're taking it back to the late 2000s, early 2010s, MySpace, colorful, emo, scary people, the real freaks.
Because I was curious, because for me, I think I was just at the cusp of the age group that was barely too young to be a complete, like, freak and be, like, actually like doing terrible things.
That's the scariest part about this is that I'm a poser. I was way too young for
it. Because you were too young. I was thinking you must have been too young. Did you ever watch like My Digital Escape?
Okay, that's
people?
Where like the idea came from. The first
so
song
funny.
That I have lined up today, I was like, I think that started it.
Yeah.
Miss Tara Yummy is featured on the track.
Oh yes.
And there's been a lot of stuff about with her and her
Johnny Gilbert
and like her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't know if he was ever in that
I don't
crew.
Think he was, but I did watch My Digital Escape.
Yeah, yeah, because they were all I was like 12 when that was coming out, I think, or maybe I was too old for it. Maybe we should look it up. I don't know, but yeah, they were all like a few years older than me. They were all like 19, 20 or something, and then
whoa,
I was like a teenager.
One guy looked way older though. The
Someone
blonde
did
one
look. Oh,
he went
he
to
was
jail,
older.
Right?
He was older. He was weirdly old, and he was, like, I think in his late 20s or something.
Yeah, he looked
and
scary.
He was clearly a poser, first of all.
Yeah.
And his name was Brian Starr.
Yes.
And he was basically pimping out all these kids to be on YouTube. And
I had no idea.
And, like, apparently he was, like, super controlling, and he would take their income from the videos, and, like, it was a huge scandal. I remember when that happened, because I was, like, an avid watcher.
Well, I don't think I was, like, conscious at that point.
When the scandal occurred. Nothing seen can be good.
I think I had a little crush on Johnny Gilbert.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah. So
I still have a crush on Johnny Gilbert.
Do you?
He's so cute. He's so silly.
Everybody wants to be Tara Yummy, though. I want to be Tara Yummy. I don't know. Maybe that could be like our second Halloween concert.
You both and Johnny be Tara Gilbert Yummy. And we both be Tara Yummy. Or we be Tara Yummy and her weird... guy friend.
Her weird ex-boyfriend.
And her weird ex-boyfriend.
He's kind of funny, though, I think.
He is funny.
Oh, hopefully he's not a creep, otherwise I'll regret saying that. I think he's funny.
I think he's fine. I don't think
he and Johnny are funny.
Thinking.
Yeah. Anyway, so today, the theme is Scene Queen. We're throwing it back to MySpace, which I wish I was alive for.
I think I was, like, again... I was just barely too late,
the
and then you were definitely
belts,
too late.
The neon hair, the Hello Kitty, all of, like, the monster, like, the graphic, like, child tees that were emo, Hot Topic when it was cool.
Because the style was still alive when I was in, like, middle school, high school. Mm-hmm. Like, you saw people at school wearing that, but, like, the peak MySpace era, the Jeffree Star of it all, like, that was all before me.
I think I would just be a completely different person if I was.
Oh my god! In the I would same have been Kiki Cannibal. That's what's playing right now. Kiki Cannibal. Mm-hmm. I would have been her. I would have been.
Would you? I can see that. I can see that. She's very cutesy.
Also, she like had a terrible end of her time on the internet.
You know,
I
all the lore. I'm so glad you chose gosh, this because yeah. I did no research.
The moment I saw Kiki Cannibal, my brain actually like almost melted.
You like had like, the that's so Raven moment and yeah, you just like tunnel vision.
That's exactly what happened when I saw the name Kiki Cannibal that's playing like behind as our backtrack. She was like one of the OG like scene queens online. And I think she got, like, so terribly internet bullied, but...
Oh!
Or, she got involved with... I don't know what she got involved with, but I remember things not going very well.
Oh.
Because, again, nothing seen Poor can Kiki. Be good.
No.
Things always have to go wrong.
No. It was just such a strange community. It was like, so looking strange. Back at it now.
Especially, like, the internet part of it all.
Yeah, a lot of the music scene, when I was, like, looking for stuff to play, I just saw, like, allegations, predator,
pedophile,
like...
Pedophile,
literally.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, the blood on the dance floor of it all.
What a great subgenre that I chose to do here. But, yeah. I don't know, I'm super excited. Like I said, I think a bit of the inspo for this was Tara Yummy, as she featured on Barely Humans, like, new track, I guess.
Yeah.
Faster and Harder, which, funnily enough, if you listen to Witching Hour, is going to play.
Oh, yes, week. It's going to play on Tuesday. So technically you're beating me to it.
I did it first. You hear it, original. I am the original. But I don't know, let's get into it. As Chris shouted out, under the betting track for today, because I only picked one, is Charlie Brown by Kiki Cannibal.
I'm gonna look her up on the break. I need to remember. I remember watching like full video documentaries on what happened with her.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that now.
It's crazy.
I'm really excited. Okay. Up first is Faster and Harder by Barely Human featuring Tara Yummy.
Are you going to that party tonight?
Bitch, I'm already on my way. Where are you?
I just have to, like, put on my outfit really quick. I'll be there in a second. Hold on.
Hurry up.
All right, let's ride.
I'm gonna break your heart and get away with murder. was a mystery inside my head. It was you dripping all in red. Did I hurt you? Let me make it safe and sound. Can you feel me breathing down your neck? You're just a perfect little human wreck. But I like you enough to destroy you, tear you down. I'm gonna break your heart and get away with murder. You should have known from the start that it wouldn't last forever. I can't control myself. I feel like someone else. I'm gonna break your heart and get away with murder. There's a memory inside my head. It feels like a part of me is dead. I should save you, but I want to watch you drown. There's nothing you can say or do. Words mean nothing when your lips are blue. I love you. Now that you're 6 feet underground, I'm gonna break your heart and get away with murder. You should've known from the start that it wouldn't last forever. I can't control myself. I feel like someone else. I'm gonna break your heart and get away with murder. Hey, 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 hey. It's time to spill your guts.
And I don't like what I see on the inside.
I'm looking at the evidence.
This seems like a flawless crime.
Did you forget that love was dangerous?
That was Lipstick Flavor Cherries by Tila Tequila. And before that was Rat Room by Tila Tequila. And before that was Get Away with Murder by Jeffree Star. And we started off with Faster and Harder by Barely Human and Tara Yummy.
Jeffree Star kind of ate with that.
He did. You know what?
I think he had a good music career. That's my hot take.
You know what? I think I was too young, and that was the first time I've ever listened to any of his music. Mm-hmm. I've heard way worse things.
Yeah. No, I think he kickstarted, like, the Barely Human, like, that
I really, vibe. Really struggled to pick which Jeffree Star song I was going to play. Because Beauty Killer songs. Is, like, actually really good.
I agree. Also, I love how he's cornered every market. It is controversial to like Jeffree Star.
It is, because...
And I understand why.
Like, this pink hair era is when, like, he was continuously, like, saying racial slurs.
He was doing... Yeah, he was not a good person, and he's still not a good person. No. But he's done some iconic shit.
True.
Even though, like, he's
makeup, music,
asshole.
Like, he has a yak farm now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does have a yak farm. And we were saying on the break, I still do look up his makeup reviews because he tells the truth.
He does tell the truth.
Because he has enough money that he can just say anything.
I think that's, like, the center of his brand is just, like, honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that aside, bad person.
Yeah. He's also honest about how terrible he is.
But also, can be true. Jeffree Star got around. I was saying that I found this slide deck.
Of all the people
that he was, like, in with when, like, in this era. Like, when did this come out? 2009 or something?
Yeah,
2009. And he was with, like, Miley Cyrus. Like, child star Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj. He has a huge song with Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato.
Like, all of these super... Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
And it just, like, my world kind of came crashing down around me.
I also remember in this era, apparently, this is still, like, on the hush-hush, apparently he was banging a bunch of really big rappers.
Oh, for sure.
But it was at the point where he was, like, if I say anything, you're gonna get killed. Like, I'm gonna get killed. And that's still, like, it still, like, floats around, like, who it was. And he still says, like, don't fucking talk.
Wait, who do people say?
I wish I could remember. They were, like, big names, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so he has lived many lives.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah, and Tila Tequila, if you don't know, she was like the it girl in like the late 2000s, early 2010s. Like literally the it girl. Everyone wanted to be her. She was a model, she was an actress, she was an internet icon, she was a pop star. Like, she was everything that these people wanted to be, and I think that they, like, ruined her.
Yeah.
They absolutely ruined her. Like, she had her own, like, dating TV show where it was, like, take a shot or something like that, and it was, like, kind of like The Bachelor. It's, like, who gets to be with Tila Tequila and stuff like that. She was huge on MySpace, probably Tumblr, like, literally all of it.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that they absolutely tore her to shreds.
Yeah, that's honestly how it was. Like, you couldn't get too big, because the same thing happened with Kiki Cannibal, where people started, like, showing up at her house and, like, vandalizing her house and stuff.
No.
And she was, like, 14. It was crazy. And, like, so if you got too popular, it was a dangerous game
in the day. I was literally just saying, like, off air, that I'm pretty sure that she... Like, the music that you just heard, like, honestly, I kind of liked it. I was like, wait, this is kind of good. But I think a lot of actresses, like, young actresses at the time, like Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, like, all those kind of people, they're like, PR people tried to copy Tila Tequila with them, and then it kind of got into, like, a war, and then they, like, literally tore her to shreds and ruined her life. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Tila Tequila is sober now, and
that's
she's a
mom.
She's
a sober person.
Yeah, but no, I'm sure she lives a life as well.
Oh no! I see what's next.
I really wanted to build up to that in case you heard that in the back. I couldn't miss the opportunity to play this on air.
No, yeah, this is like, this is the only Avril Lavigne song that I would say, like, really fits here.
Yeah. Initially, I was gonna do Girlfriend, and I was like, "No, this is like
no, this is it."
Spoiler: it's Hello Kitty, and first of all, the song is insane. She wrote it as like a thank you to her like Japanese fans, I'm pretty sure.
Are you for real? I would take that as like,
like she said it like wasn't offensive, and I don't think anyone took offense to it.
It was just strange. And then she goes, it's not offensive.
Yeah, I don't really know. I can't really remember, but I think she wrote it as like a thank you to her Japanese fans. And it's great because I don't know, in the scene, I guess everyone was wearing like cutesy emo cartoon character shirts.
Yeah, it was very like the whole like cutesy little cartoon character.
Yeah,
all the like Hello Kitty was definitely in there. Yeah, and then like Jack Skellington.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All Tim Burton, and then like the monster. You know what I mean? Like
Moshi Monster.
No, not Moshi Monster, but like no, like Monster, like the drink, the energy drink. Oh. Like I'm pretty sure people would like cartoonify it.
I've never seen
and
that.
No. Oh my gosh, no. It was like all neon green and like all neon pink. You wanted scene hair, didn't you?
I totally did.
I feel like we had this conversation.
I have like four hairs on my whole head though, so I couldn't. And I also danced, so like I couldn't. Honestly, a dance just kept me normal.
That's
like,
what you said.
Mm-hmm. I was a freak on the inside, but I stayed really normal looking. Which honestly is probably for the best.
Probably.
Yeah.
What would you have done though to your hair?
Would
you
have done like the streaky? I would have had the fringe, I think. I don't think I didn't love the raccoon tail.
You didn't?
I didn't love it. That wasn't my thing. Oh. I think I would have done more colors though. Yeah.
Nice. Would you have worn like the belts? The studded belts and stuff?
I think I was also just like terribly shy and did not want to be looked at, so I don't think I would have been that out there.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think it just would have been all black and I would have had a different haircut.
I dig that.
But even that, I already did the all black and the like belty gloves and stuff.
You did?
I did. So I did some stuff, but
you've done more than I have.
And I had the like knee-high Doc Martens. I still have those. I don't think they fit on my big huge calves now, but
I need to see some photo evidence.
Oh my god, I think I went through my Facebook and like freaking
my parents' Facebook is like a cemetery. Like,
that's so funny.
It needs to be buried and never like dug up ever again. Yeah, up next is Hello Kitty by Avril Lavigne.
Meow. Oh my God, she is such a slut. What a slut! What a slut!
S-L-U-T, slut. S-L-U-T, slut.
Everywhere she goes, she's in skanky ass clothes. Everybody knows she's a slut. That hoe ain't got no class. All the guys just want some ass. They don't even have to ask, cause she's a slut.
That's what's up.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn. But she's a slut. She's a slut. S-L-U-T. S-L-U-T. Why does she have to be such an S-L-U-T? S-L-U-T, slut. She's a slut. S-L-U-T, slut. She's a slut.
She's acting like she's all, but she's just a booty call. Some plastic blow-up doll. What a slut.
She's a slut.
You better stop her while you can. I saw her rubbing on your man. You need to break that bitch's hand, cause she's a slut.
That's what's up.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn. But she's a slut. She's a slut.
S-L-U-T. S-L-U-T. Why does she have to be such an S-L-U-T?
S-L-U-T, slut.
She's a slut.
S-L-U-T, slut.
She's a slut.
S-L-U-T. S-L-U-T. S-L-U-T, slut.
She's a slut.
What would you do if I acted like that?
Acted like that. Acted like that.
What would you think if I dressed like her?
Dressed like her. Dressed like her.
What would you say if I talked like this?
Talked like this. Talked like this.
S-L-U-T, slut.
What a slut.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn. But she's a slut.
She's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut.
She's a slut.
She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn. But she's a slut.
She's a slut.
That's what's up.
Her hair looks like shit.
I need and I need a clunk in my system is why I'm fucked up and you know I want. Baby, you know I'm a crunkaholic. Motherfucker, know I ain't gonna lie. Sit back and drunk and then I get high. Till the alcohol's gone and my weed runs dry. Be out of my house, hit the party tonight. Call me a clunkaholic if you know what I mean. Damn, life is so perfect and I'm only 16. I got all these older bitches going crazy over me. They all be like, come on, boom, let's get naughty. You can call me a crunk fiend. You can call me an alka fiend. You can call me a crunk fiend. You can call me an alka fiend. I'm a clunkaholic. I'm a crunkaholic. I'm getting crunk and I need it like what? I'm getting crunk and I need it like what? I need one and I need a crunk in my system is what? I'm fucked up and you know I want. Baby, you know I'm a crunkaholic. So many fine girls, which one of them do I take to my world? We can get down after I get crunk. Pass me another bottle and pass another blunt. I need a B-K-R-U-N-K every way, every single fucking day. Alcohol day and weed all night. And I'ma keep doing it till the day I die. We can take it slow, slow. Smoking on this dro-dro. We can take it slow, slow. Smoking on this dro-dro.
I'm a crunkaholic.
Yeah.
I'm a crunkaholic.
Yeah.
I'm getting crunk and I need it like what? Getting crunk and I need it like what? I need and I need a crunk in my system is
what?
I'm fucked up and you
know what I want.
Baby, you know I'm a crunkaholic. I need a drink. Crunk in my system is what I need. I'm fucked up and you know I want it. Baby, you know I'm a crunkaholic.
So I hope you like that very special song that was Crunkaholic by OMG. Before that was Slut by Scotty Vanity. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Scotty Vanity?
What a lineup. I remember Scotty Vanity. I just remember I Like Your Hair by him. And that song was everywhere. And it was so fucking bad.
I love how he like kind of tied it in there at the end. He was like, I fucking hate your hair. I was like, that was great. You're doing so great.
He said the thing.
He said the thing
from the other thing he did.
Yeah, and of course we started that off with Hello Kitty by Avril Lavigne. And this world is basically entirely new to me. Like I said, I'm...
You were too young.
I was too young. If you're just tuning in, this is a Scene Queen themed Whiplash After Dark. Yeah, I was far too young, so I don't know like any of these people. And so I was discovering it for the first time this week, and I was like, what the actual fuck?
I just have to say, the hair on these people dyed, fried, and laid to the side.
Literally.
It is like messed
brittle.
Up. It's so bad.
It's like feathery, but somehow brittle at
the
same
time.
But at the
time, it was like, oh my god, goals.
For real. And I remember seeing like all the flat iron memes and stuff like
that. Oh my god, people would wet flat iron their hair.
Yeah, like the sizzle gives me like traumatic flashbacks.
Luckily, I never did that because I was aware of what I was working with. I was aware of the three hairs I had and I did not want to trifle with those.
Yeah, something else that I found out is that the drag queen Pheromone was a scene king.
Yes.
I had no idea.
His picture was everywhere on Tumblr.
I have it like on my phone now because I was
like,
just like,
the
there's
guy.
No way.
Yeah. Or he was like an emo grungy guy.
Yeah. I have the photo here. I'll pull it up. But I was like, there's no way. I had no idea the past of some of these people.
Oh my god. His picture was literally everywhere.
Just like, oh my god, these poor twinks.
These twinks were slutting themselves out
in
the scene
era.
They, again, and dying and frying and laying their hair.
When I was doing research, it was literally like the same body type on all of these different
the skinniest
boys.
Twink. Yeah. Yeah,
literally.
The skinniest twink with the most side part. So the part is like on at their ear.
No.
Yeah.
It's traumatic.
It is. It's sick and twisted.
Who let them do that?
Who let them do that? The age bracket directly above me is responsible. If you're anywhere between 1 and like 6-7 years older than me, you're fucked. How dare you?
You're first in line in hell.
Yeah.
You let it happen.
You're going right to hell.
No,
I'll see you there, but you're getting there first.
I think people like my age were more emo.
Yeah.
I feel.
Oh, yeah. I think mine was getting more into emo territory, but I was also, again, I'm from Ontario, so it was like, somehow, like, there was this crossover with being, like, kind of trailer trashy.
An emo?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it was, like, doing donuts in the Tim Hortons parking lot with this music playing and with, like, messed up side part hair and, like, raccoon makeup.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was the vibe.
That's so
that
cool.
That was the vibe of my middle school, high school experience.
I literally think that my school was too small to have emo kids.
That's like, honestly, that's real.
Yeah. Like, from grades 7 to 12, there was like less than 1,000 of us. There was like...
You were saying there's less than 1,000 emo kids. And you were like identifying with that. You were,
it's like those Instagram
less
videos.
Less than 1,000 of us. We were minorities.
It's like those Instagram videos I was talking about where it's like 1,000 chickens versus like 2 T-Rexes.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to watch it.
1,000 emo kids versus one Jersey Shore guy. One Pauly D.
Pauly D would start running the opposite direction. Like, he couldn't.
I think Pauly D would be killing them instantly.
Do you think so? Pauly D?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He'd like get them with his spiky gel hair. Like, impale them.
He would just serve yeah. like a rhinoceros. That's so funny. I found some absolute gem internet photos trying to find playlist covers.
Yeah. The one you picked is pretty good.
All these things, this one.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to pick like a random person.
Yeah, you feel a little bad.
I was like, wait, this is actually like a real random person. This is a little different, obviously, because mm-hmm. she's famous. But I had a lot of fun on Pinterest. I'm rediscovering mm-hmm. how exciting it is.
Wow.
Wow.
How was this era so gay, so homophobic, and like at the same time?
Because the gays and the homophobes are one and the same. Like yeah. the Venn diagram is your a own circle. Enemy. Literally. Like they were all calling each other slurs, yeah. but like they were just looking in the mirror. Like, I don't understand. Oh my gosh, no, I feel so bad that she was like 16. I thought she was fully just like doing
cannibal.
What I thought she was like just doing 13. What Twitch girls
I think
were
she started
doing.
When she was like 11. And then when she was like 14 was when like shit hit the fan.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna go home and find some like docus on her.
Honestly, yeah, I bet you could. Her and I think it was like Lila Bunny was another big one. Hmm. They all had very like cutesy little names.
Yeah. Kiki Cannibal is such a cute name.
And she kind of ate with that, and it's she all did. K's.
It is.
Cannibal. That's very cute.
Yeah. No, I fully thought she was doing what, like, Twitch, like, grown woman Twitch streamers do and, like, try and, like, make themselves look younger to appeal to the predators.
Maybe she's doing that now. I don't know.
Maybe. Probably not.
When she was younger, she was actually, like...
She was actually like, 11.
She was literally she 11. Was, it wow. was insane. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I was really messed up, honestly.
Yeah, I had no idea that guy was, like, grooming those people either. Or, like, pimping them out.
Which guy? Oh,
I just was straight guy. You know who he kind of reminded me of was, you know, Dumber and Dumber?
I was going to say Albert Einstein because his hair is...
No, like, Dumber and Dumber. Yeah, but, like, specifically, like, the dog van, though. Not, like, the guy.
He looks like Owen Wilson if he got electrocuted and he was a bit inbred.
That's so true. Wait, no, you know, do you know that? Do you know that emo-ified photo of Jake Paul?
No.
There's like a scene kid emo photo of Jake Paul.
Oh my god. Okay, see, I like can't reveal how internet I am to some people because my dance teacher the other day, we were at the store and she saw these Mr. Beast cookies and she goes, "Who is that?" And I had to pretend I didn't know who it was. Oh my god, who is that?
I don't know. I actually don't know, but that's who he kind of reminds me of a little bit.
Is that like Photoshop? Is that an actual guy? Holy crap. He looks like...
I don't know. I don't think it's, like, actually Jake Paul. It could be,
no,
it could be a person, but...
I'm sorry, sir, but, like, what is going on? The eyes are horrifying. The pink one's so terrifying.
Anyway.
Oh my god.
I can't believe you've never seen it before. I felt like that would have been like right up your alley.
I feel like I've like seen that before, but I like forgot because it was so traumatic and terrible to look at. And also, we're just talking about a picture of a guy, but he looks insane.
He looks insane. I will post this on social media for everyone to see.
Yeah, please do. I was going to say, please put it on the Whiplash Instagram or something.
I will. At Whiplash_CFRC. I'm not making a separate account for...
Oh, I was going to say, put it on the same one, yeah.
Yeah.
Let the people know.
The people... I'm shaking it up.
You are shaking it up.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Rebrand. Rebrand era. Staying up late era. Staying up past bedtime era.
Don't tell my mom.
Don't tell my mom. Don't tell my
parents. Please, please don't tell my parents about this show.
Please don't tell my mommy that I stayed up with Whiplash After Dark. And I'm a scene queen.
You know, we should start dressing up.
I was gonna say during like the song play, I think we should have put our hair to the side and taken a picture for promo. We can still do that.
We can still do that.
Don't steal idea. Cut.
Up next is Stuck by Scene Queen and Barely Human. My glasses are Fendi and the shoes are Miu Miu. I'm serving looks so good, they should be pay-per-view. I see you glaring at me like, what is she gonna do? Well, bitch, I know I'm cute, can't say the same about you.
On the curve.
So fix your face, bitch. So fix your face, bitch. You need a facelift. You need a facelift. You better close your mouth or your jaw gets stuck on the pavement. You need a facelift. Fix your face, bitch. So fix your face, bitch. You need a facelift. You need a facelift. You better close your mouth or your jaw gets stuck on the pavement. You need a facelift.
Millionaires, bitches. Middle finger in the air if your pussy's tight. All the boys are getting hard, down to fuck tonight. One thing on my mind, drink the city dry. Do it all in the stall, one boy at a time.
Pull it, pull it, pull it up and pull it out. Pull it, pull it. Flashing cameras all around.
You want this bomb ass pussy?
Smashing, smashing bottles, doing lines.
Popping pills and getting high.
I'm so fucked out of my mind.
I tell you what I want. Little finger in the air. Gonna party, party, party like a millionaire. I'ma dance like a slut.
Getting drunk as fuck, my lips are sipping potion. Keep it in slow motion. We ain't even near done, time to have some real fun.
Need a fix, big and thick, if you have one.
Pull it, pull it up and pull it out. Pull it, pull it, pull it. Flashing, flashing cameras all around.
Come smack this bomb ass booty.
Smashing, smashing bottles, doing lines.
Popping pills and getting high.
So fucked out of my mind.
Where are you?
Do whatever I want. Middle finger in the air.
Who wants
that bomb ass pussy?
Who wants
that bomb ass pussy?
Who's got
that bomb ass pussy?
I've got
that bomb ass pussy. White girl with a bomb ass pussy.
That was Hey Rich Boy by Millionaires. And before that was Party Like a Millionaire, also by Millionaires. And we started that off with a new song by Scene Queen. Yes, the artist Scene Queen, and Barely Human. I'm going to say my farewells. I hope that you enjoyed today's show. It was the first episode of Whiplash After Dark with me, the host of Whiplash. I regularly have my show at 2 p.m. on Friday afternoons, and I'm hoping to regularly be airing new episodes of Whiplash After Dark Saturday at midnight or the beginning of Sunday, whichever you like to see it. Yeah, not all of the episodes of Whiplash After Dark are probably going to hit this hard. It's all going to be fantastic music, but they might not have a theme. I was super, super excited when I got the green light to start this show, and I have a bunch more super, super fun themes, which hopefully Christina will be joining me on, because like I said, there are a little bit of inside jokes in there. But yeah, like I said, I really hoped that you enjoyed yourself today, and hopefully I will see you back here next Saturday at midnight or Friday afternoon, whichever. I have fun on both, and I hope that you like what you hear. If you don't, it's completely different next week for both. So I don't know, hop back. I only have one track left for today, and it is an iconic, super, super famous song. If you don't know this song, that's crazy. You must not be on the internet whatsoever, and this was probably like a parallel dimension. But yeah, my last track for today is Shake It by Metro Station. I hope you enjoy. This has been Whiplash After Dark, Scene Queen. Take care. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Staying.